It took only a few seconds for the laborer's eyes to adjust to the semi-darkness in the tomb. Without taking time for a second look, they fled in terror. Because they were slaves, no one believed them when they tried to explain what they had seen. Finally, the good rector of Christ Church, the Reverend Thomas Orderson, entered the burial room to see what had shaken the workers so much that they chose punishment for insubordination rather than re-enter the vault. When the Reverend entered the tomb, he was awestricken at what he saw. Now, strange things happen in this area. You got that? Am I making that? When I make a simple point, I like to make it. You got that, didn't you? When the Reverend entered the tomb, he was awestricken at what he saw. I can tell some of you are getting bored. I catch every movement. Some of you are bored. When the Reverend entered the tomb, he was awestricken at what he saw. The caskets were completely disarranged. The one that contained the remains of the Chase infant was standing head down in the corner, opposite where it had originally been placed. That of her older sister was turned end for end. The coffin containing Mrs. Goddard was lying on its side against one wall. "Blasphemous desecration," screamed Reverend Orderson. It was at first believed that the sacrilege was the work of the dissident slaves. However, the slaves were more frightened than were their white accusers. Because the Honorable Thomas Chase was apparently not so honorable, in fact, he was one of the most disliked men on Barbados, the blacks were sure that forces more powerful than man had cast the coffins asunder. The caskets were rearranged back to their original position. The body of Thomas Chase in a huge lead coffin that required 8 men to handle was placed in the crypt. The Reverend Orderson made a last-minute inspection of the vault's interior to ensure that everything was as it should be, then ordered the huge block of marble positioned back in place, sealing the tomb. Now, you know, I teach with what I call gestalt psychology, learning theory, field theory. You run the whole mass by often enough, after a while a little insight hits you. Now, in this case, has the insight come? Strange things happen in the Bermuda Triangle. The Reverend Orderson made a last-minute inspection of the vault's interior to ensure that everything was as it should be, then ordered the huge block of marble, 1,000 pounds, positioned back in place, sealing the tomb. For the next 4 years, it seemed as though nothing had occurred in the Chase vault. The cemetery workers returned to their chores at the sugar refineries or cane fields, except when their services were required at the graveyard. England was at war with the United States, thus numerous British ships called at the Barbados en route to the eastern seaboard of the United States. In 1816, the War of 1812 had been over for a year, and most of the young men impressed into the Navy returned home on September 25th of that year, 1816. Little Samuel Brewster Ames died shortly before his first birthday. Again, the huge marble slab, 1,000 pounds, remember, was hoisted away from the entrance. The Reverend Orderson, lantern in hand, was the first to enter the repository. As the lamp's glow flooded the chamber, the Reverend once again found the coffins in a state of disarray. The islanders were furious at this desecration of the dead. And as before, the blacks were accused of the deed, especially because of numerous slave uprisings in the previous April. After the first furor was over, the Reverend Orderson climbed among the scattered coffins. There had been no attempt to open the caskets. Thus, grave robbery was discounted. The one containing Mr. Chase could have been moved by no less than a half a dozen men. Normally, it took 8 men. It was lying on its side on the opposite side of the crypt from where it had originally been placed. The other coffins had been, as before, strewn about. After the slaves replaced the coffins in their original positions, the reverend, accompanied by Major Finch, secretary to the governor, examined the tomb and found nothing structurally amiss. The Ames child's body was placed in the crypt, and with great care the marble slab, 1,000 pounds, was lowered back into place. The heavy A-frames that were used to position and lower it were removed. To test the door, 8 large men tried to shift it, but it wouldn't budge. The mourners departed, assured that everything was secure at the tomb. 52 days later, the vault was again ordered open. Samuel Brewster, the father of the little boy previously entombed, was to be the next occupant. He had been murdered by his slaves during the April Revolt and temporarily buried at the parish of St. Philip elsewhere on the island. The big A-frame was erected in place above the marble slab, a block and tackle rigged, and with great effort, 12 slaves hoisted it away. This time, the Reverend Orderson entered the Chase Vault accompanied by the governor, Lord Combermere, and a magistrate. Even before they entered, they knew that something was again amiss. The crowd of onlookers gathered around the entranceway, pushing closer. 4 of the 5 coffins were strewn about inside the crypt. Only Mrs. Goddard's badly deteriorated wooden coffin remained in place. The others were made of lead. This time, not only the blacks, but also some of the whites were beginning to think the vault was cursed. The following day, the coffins, including Mrs. Goddard's, which had to be bound with rope to keep it from falling apart, were removed from the crypt and placed on the ground outside, while Reverend Orderson and 3 other men scrutinized the vault. Every part, both inside and out, was checked and rechecked for any possible entryway. The search proved there was no way to get into the vault without moving the heavy slab. And since a wooden structure would have been required to do so, anyone attempting it would have been noticed. There was no indication of water having entered the tomb. No earth tremors or other natural disturbances had occurred. All the adjacent structures were undisturbed. The men could find no way in which an unauthorized entry could have been gained. The caskets were placed back in the mausoleum and stacked in their original order, with the exception of Mrs. Goddard's, which stood on end in a corner. Poor Mrs. Goddard. Sam Brewster's coffin was laid to rest with the others. Again, the slaves lowered the marble slab into place, leaving the house of the dead sealed off from the rest of the world. Or at least this world, anyway. Cement was applied all around the slab where it came in contact with the tomb. Word of the strange happenings in the Christchurch sepulchre had spread throughout the West Indies and even as far north as Florida and the Bahamas. Hordes of sightseers converged on Barbados to look at the enigmatic Chase Vault. Ships sailed many miles out of their way so that their passengers and crews might go ashore at Barbados and visit the graveyard. The people of Barbados bode their time awaiting the next funeral, praying for somebody to die so they could have another look. And it happened. Mrs. Thomasina Clark, a relative of the Chase family. Mrs. Clark went about her daily chores unaware that it would be her body for whom the tomb would be next opened. On July 7th, 1819, the wooden A-frame lifting device was again erected in the heavy marble block, ready for removal from the entrance of the infamous depository for the dead. Got to talk fast, I'm running out of time. Government officials carefully examined the cement that had been applied to the joint between the marble slab and the doorway to the vault. Let it run. Don't even recognize the 6 o'clock, whatever time, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever time. Just let me go. I want to finish something. The Lord said, go home. We'll have to finish it some other time. You'll just have to all tune in another time. I mean, when I'm dealing with things this mysterious, I dare not resist Going to have to go now, folks. You're going to have to all repent for what's going on in your mind right now. Going to have to talk about the coffins that danced some other time. And we got the mass. Oh, and we've got the guy down below deck pumping the... And I've got a whole story about Atlantis. Huh, and the fireball. No, the fireball we took care of. Well, we didn't finish it, did we? Oh, my.